Hello again and welcome to the KWCA podcast. 2016 Seaman High School grad and Maryville University graduate Bailey Kelly wrestled to All-American status at the 2021 NCAA Division II National Tournament when he finished in sixth place at 184 pounds. His college career included two trips to the National Tournament and three Great Lakes Valley All-Conference team selections. Additionally, he was named Academic All-American four times, and the Maryville Saints were named Academic National Champions for NCAA Division II in each of the past four seasons. The Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association has named Bailey Kelly its 2021 NCAA Division II Senior Wrestler of the Year. For full disclosure, Bailey is my son, so time spent researching his accomplishments and interesting tidbits was considerably less than usual. Before we get to Bailey, I'm going to check in with Maryville University Head Coach Mike Denny. Coach has been on the college wrestling scene since 1979. Those 42 years plus another dozen at the high school level qualify him as a seasoned vet. His seven NCAA Division II titles and more top 10 finishes than you can shake a stick at will make him an instant Hall of Fame selection when he decides to call it a career, which doesn't seem anytime soon. Joining us on the line from the dojo at the heart of the Maryville University campus in St. Louis is Mike Denny. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Coach Kelly. I appreciate that.
All right.
I appreciate that a lot. And you're talking about one of my favorite people. Actually, and I get to talk to one of my favorite people, you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, in the opener, I mentioned that you have been at it for over a half a century. During that time, has there been a more unusual and unprecedented circumstances in the past two seasons?
No, I would say probably not. And I think we got to be open to the fact that, you know, there's going to be a while before we can actually get completely over it. And I mean both mentally and physically with our wrestlers, coaches, students, just people in general, you know, kind of what we've gone through, you know, just for example, our wrestlers, you know, taken away from them was pretty much most of their season. Last year, the whole national tournament was taken away. And, you know, a lot of worth and value, which maybe too much sometimes, comes from, you know, being able to do their sport. And even for us as coaches, and golly, that was really a delightful challenge
for sure. So looking back at your career, I see you at the heart of the battle to keep the Division II and Division III schools involved in the Division I national tournament. A health scare during your first national championship season in 1991, where you nearly lost your wife Bonnie, the tragic death of Ryan Kaufman, and the more recent and predictable passing of another cornerstone of your program, Jim Bailey. The monumental task each season of hosting a tournament that became one of the largest in the nation. Several individual and team triumphs and tragedies. The still unexplained decision to drop the program in Central Omaha. And the establishment of the Maryville University program. I could go on and on, but I'd like you to take a moment to reflect on your career and let us know what you consider to be a few of your most vivid and memories and milestones.
I think I'm called to do this. I think every one of our, you know, our wrestlers, including you, our, you know, your son, you know, Bailey, has been sent to us. You know, my prayer is always send us who you want us to work with. And so I think I really believe that God has sent, you know, sent each one to us. And, you know, for some, I think it's wrestling may be the original reason, but there's bigger reasons for beyond that. And so, you know, my mission is that I help teach and build, you know, and I'm still trying to master the art of encouragement. I haven't quite done that. I don't think I ever will quite do that. But I really feel blessed to be able to work, especially, you know, with somebody like your son, Bailey, and you, and over the years, just being able to work with young men like that. And, of course, then to connect with, you know, their, you know, a lot of, like, your wife and Bailey's wife soon to be kind of thing. You know, so it's been I've been blessed through the whole thing. And you know, there's been delightful challenges with it all, just the guy. But I think my thing is just keep showing up, keep doing what God's called me to do. And then of course, like, I've been fortunate to have a family, my wife Bonnie to actually be part of that, kind of a second mother to them all. So, and she, just to keep showing up. I think that's been my thing. Just keep showing up.
So the focus of today's episode is 2021 KWCA Senior Wrestler of the Year for NCAA Division II, Bailey Kelly. So Bailey capped off his career with a sixth place showing at the NCAA tournament to earn his first All-American status in his career. So aside from those accolades, what did Bailey contribute to the Maryville program?
Well, he was a gift. A gift to me personally, just, of course, being, your son and actually kind of following him through his career and knowing him through the years. But he's been a gift. His leadership has been a gift. His just the talks him and I have had, and just my reaching out to him for just some thoughts on things, and that connection has been just tremendous. And then his leadership by example, I think that's the he's been a gift. And I have to tell you, so were you. And I think there's a lot more. I mean, he's gotten certainly some accolades, some recognition, but I think it's hard to measure that leadership by example. I think it's, the thing is, when you got some leaders, you're going somewhere. So guys like him, and you, I knew we were going somewhere and somewhere in the right direction. So, and, he's still kind of actually reaping some accolades, the academic wrestling combination. And now, of course, he's going to go into the, he's called to teach and build, he's got him a job, teaching math and being a wrestling coach at Timberland High School. So, kind of following in your footsteps there. And of course, you've been a tremendous example for that. And I think he'll do a great, great job. I told him I would love to hire him, but I can't pay him what they're paying him. He'd have to take a big pay cut to coach with me here.
So the Sunflower State has been good to you over the years. You have harvested several Kansas recruits that have become All-Americans at your former and current universities. What do you look for in a recruit, and why do you think Kansas recruits have fared so well in your programs?
I have to really, in the recruiting process, just, feel a connection, feel like it's a fit, and been fortunate, to, of course, know a lot of coaches in Kansas and who recommend and can really vouch for somebody. And then, of course, we've had a number of tremendous wrestlers from there who are now coaching there, or coaching actually in college. But so I think that's all part of it. But I think the work ethic, just the character, cause kind of quality young men, and that just were a fit for our program. So I think that's kind of the, and been, of course, now, looking for some of the same kind of things from, our recruits here from Missouri, and really have been able to, get some great young men of the same kind of character from the area here. So, and they've been sent. Put it that way.
So Bailey and I, as we mentioned, were both coached by you during our college careers with about 25 years in between. I'm sure you would say that my era was much more hard-nosed and tough, and his is more a bunch of snowflakes. But no, in all seriousness, how has the landscape of college wrestling changed over your career?
good wrestlers are good wrestlers. And I think it all takes the same thing. And I mentioned that, you know, I've had 13 sons of former wrestlers, but you and your son, Bailey, were the first two that were All-Americans for us, you know, where we had a father-son All-American. But, I think sometimes, we can say that, the wrestlers now are athletes now are not as disciplined. I think we have to be a little careful with that, because what they're exposed to now, what they have to be disciplined and say no to now, as far as the media and all the other stuff that they're confronted with in just their daily lives, is much more than it used to be. So I think we got to be a little careful when we say that, because I think they got to say no to more things than any other generation has ever had to, as far as just being exposed to so much. And a lot of that's negative. So I think we got to be careful with that. I'm finding that there's some quality young men, young women out there that are, I think working together, just looking at a sign in our dojo here, teams that are the closest, the individuals perform the best. And I think when you can really foster a team unity, a team culture, this helping each other out. I've told Bailey many times, he motivates and inspires me as a coach. And it's the same with you, that I think they're still motivating and inspiring me instead of, the other way where they're discouraging me. They're not.
I mean, that's a really a very good point and well put there. Yeah. So before we sign off today, let us know what we can expect out of the 2021-22 Maryville Saints.
I'm going to tell you, we are so pleased that we can actually have a full season. We're going to have the Kauffman Brand Bailey Tournament. We're going to help with move-ins. We're going to be involved in our community service. We're going to be able to go on our retreat. We're going to go to our golf outing with our team up in Omaha. We're going to have our pancake feed for faculty and staff, where our guys cook all the pancakes, and a couple hundred faculty and staff will come all dressed in their, Halloween costumes. We're going to get to do that. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And then we're going to get to compete in all of our competition. Last year we had our guys before the national tournament had two competitions, or for the regional tournament, two competitions. Well, let's be honest, you can't really prepare that well for just two tournaments, with two competitions. Wrestling is an unforgiving sport. It doesn't forgive you for not having some matches under your belt and some competition under your belt. So we get to do that. Our motto last year is we get to do this. We actually got to do something, But I'm looking at this in our dojo right now, looking at that and saying, we get to do this. We get to have more of a normal kind of season, more of a normal kind of year. There's some fallout from last year, I think. Just we have to kind of build that in a little bit. It's going to take us a little while to kind of get back into a normal kind of situation. So I think we're going to work on that a little bit as a team. So.
And it looks like from following, your social media, the recruits that you've got in, you'll have, about the same amount roster size that you've had in the past. And it looks like you've got some quality recruits in to keep this thing moving.
Yeah, we're bringing in eight, new ones. We feel good about that. They're a good fit. Vincent, they're a good fit. We got some gaps to fill. But you know how that is. It's just a great opportunity for some of our up and coming guys to kind of fill those leadership gaps. But we have a lot of leaders, so we know we're going somewhere.
So we have been visiting with Mike Denny, head coach of Maryville University, the program attended by 2021 NCAA Division II Senior Wrestler of the Year, Bailey Kelly. Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Well, thank you. I just got to thank you, thank you, thank you for all you brought and gave to us. And now to thank you for allowing us to have that, trusting us with that son of yours to wrestle for us and become part of this and part of this journey. So, we're going to keep him around here fairly close, and he actually drops in once in a while and see, comes in and works out in the mornings and comes in and sees me. So I'm going to require that he does that.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and again, appreciate all you've brought and given, and certainly what Bailey has.
Joining us on the line is 2021 NCAA Division II KWCA Wrestler, Senior Wrestler of the Year, Bailey Kelly. Bailey, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
All right, so you spent 4 years in the Maryville lineup and qualified for nationals as a sophomore, but fell short a year ago. And this year, you got in as a super regional at-large and made the most of it with an All-American finish to close out your career. Give us a brief reflection of your college career and what it was like to end with an All-American finish.
Yeah, I think that my, bringing up regionals, I think that my whole career is sort of defined by the regional tournament every year. So my redshirt year, I didn't go to regionals. My redshirt freshman year was actually, I think I had the most wins that year out of any of my other years. And I didn't end up making it to nationals. I was up 9-1 on Bassbinder. Like, had a good year, and then I was up 9-1 on Bassbinder in the quarterfinals, and he ended up pinning me, and then I kind of just fizzled out. So it was like having a good season and then coming up short. And then my sophomore year, obviously making it, beating somebody that had beat me a couple times during the year. My junior year, again, getting upset. And then my senior year, finally making it and becoming an All-American altogether. It kind of coincided with certain things that happened in my life, like after my redshirt freshman year when I dropped that match, I kind of got back into my faith, and then my sophomore year sort of like felt like I was being rewarded for my faith in God, and then my junior year, I think that God gave me that loss, again, an upset at regionals, so that knowing that like I could handle it now because I was more trusting in him, and then my senior year, it was just kind of put a cap on everything, and glory to Jesus Christ, but those 4 years of regionals kind of defined my whole career, I think, as well as have kind of helped me in my faith and my life altogether.
Yeah, nice reflection there. So due to the COVID situation, the NCAA granted everyone an additional year of eligibility. You made the decision to move on after spending 5 years in the Maryville program. What led to that decision?
So first of all, 5 years of wrestling in college is a lot altogether. I do still think about I went and wrestled with the Maryville guys a couple weeks ago, and it was like fun, and I actually did pretty good. And so I like thought about it, but my reasons for getting out, I guess, is first off, Coach Denny always said this, but nobody gets to go out on their own terms, and I think that I ended with that All-American finish, I ended well, and I'm sort of going out on my own terms, as well as I'll be getting married fairly soon, and I kind of am sort of like taking up the mantle of being a man and kind of making money and sort of getting prepared for that. And then another reason that's actually a bigger reason than I had originally thought, but Joey Williams is he's coming up on his fourth year at Maryville, and so he redshirted his first year, and then the last 2 years he's been under me, but he's been an amazing practice partner for me, and it's just been unfortunate. He's a really good wrestler, and it's just been unfortunate that he's been behind me, and I want to give him the opportunity, because I think that really he is in a place where he, if the if he plays his cards right and everything, I think he could even be an All-American this year stepping in. And so I don't want to block him anymore. I think he deserves it. And I want to definitely give him the chance. But so watch out for Joey Williams, all you 84-pounders out there.
All right. So Coach Denny is an icon in the college wrestling circles. His college coaching tenure began in 1979 and continues to this day. He has 7 NCAA titles to his credit and too many top 10 finishes to mention. He has also put academics at the front and center. You were part of 4 straight academic national championship teams during your time at Maryville. What did he mean to your development, both on and off the mat?
Coach Denny really focuses on, building men, sort of. The first theme for their first year at Maryville was "We are builders," and I think that that's really big in coaches' philosophy of everything. Is he's not just there to win titles or to, you know, get the championships, things like that. He's really there to take. His definition of coaching is a coach is a covered wagon that takes somebody important from where they are to where they want to be. And so he really embodies that. He tries to make us build good men, because not every person is going to be a national champion. Very few are going to be national champions, but he wants us to be good men and go out into our communities and, you know, change the world for the better. And I think that that's part of the academic thing, is that he doesn't let us slouch in the other aspects of our life. He makes sure that we have everything under control.
All right, so the covered wagon, that just plays into the next question about his unique and creative ways of going about things. You know, from his trademark Oos battle cry to his insistent for his pipe and drape at, and the banners being hung just perfectly at all the Maryville events. Traveling the highways in an RV to the away competitions. Give us a few Coach Denny-isms and maybe give us your best impression of Coach Denny.
Yeah, Coach Denny, the pipe and drape thing, it's setting up a tournament for Coach Denny is like being on a construction crew where you're like, everybody is thinking about, like, why are we doing this? But, you know, if you can question it all you want, but you just need to do what the boss says and it'll go smoothly and it'll be done. You can think about the best way to do it all you want, but it's not going to accomplish anything. As far as Coach Denny-isms, he has so many, and I actually, you know, growing up heard them from you, but like, get your trotting harness on. He says, how about them apples? How about them apple fritters? How about them apple cakes? Those are pretty good ones. I guess one story that's kind of funny to pinpoint, one time we had this little action figure that somebody wrote Oos on, and Coach was like putting it on our water cooler at our duels and stuff, and we called it Oos Man. And this one time we were going to go duel Lindenwood, and we couldn't find Oos Man, and Coach spent a while, like half an hour, like trying to find this action figure, and we ended up just all of a sudden leaving, and everybody's like, well, did he find it? What happened? I'm pretty sure it was in his locker the whole time, but kind of a funny thing. I don't even know if you would really remember that one. With everything in the Maryville wrestling program, you wouldn't really understand it unless you were there. So I can't really even speak fully to the setup or anything like that. I guess an impression, my best one, I wrote something down here, to try to impersonate, but dang, buddy, it's good to see you. Does my heart good, BK? That's probably my best one.
that's pretty accurate. Pretty accurate. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very good. So you'll be teaching math and coaching wrestling at Timberland High School in Wentzville, Missouri this fall after completing your master's later this month. What are you looking forward to most as you look to your first teaching and coaching assignment?
I'm excited to sort of be on my own and do something a little different. Like, I've been studying for 5 years and now I get to actually use the stuff. And I realize it'll be hard, but I'm excited to just try it out. And I think we do have a good group of guys sort of in a building period at Timberland, but I'm excited to step in and kind of, if you step into a program that's on the top, are like it's in its best years, it's kind of like you don't get to try to build it all. And I think that it's important to not necessarily start from scratch, because I do think we have a good base, but I think that it's just more meaningful to bring something up, I guess, try to help out and get back to where Timberland's been in the past, because they've been, you know, third place finishers in the biggest class in Missouri, and they've had a very good history, fairly new school, but a good history. So I'm glad to be part of bringing that back, so to speak.
All right. And then on the teaching end, you'll be in the math department. Do you know what classes you'll be teaching, and kind of what's your outlook as a classroom teacher?
I'm pretty sure I'll be teaching geometry and algebra. The thing that I would love to do most is there's construction geometry classes nowadays that are starting to come up, and I'd love to do that. But yeah, I don't know exactly as far as outlook. I'm going to see what this year takes me, but I'll definitely probably go back to school at some point, either to pursue administration or just pursue more schooling for pay increases and whatnot. But I think eventually, probably too, I'd like to teach in a Catholic school, but we'll see where it takes me. I'm excited just to start this year.
All right, so those in the D2 softball arena will know your fiance's name, Alyssa Collins. She had an outstanding career for the Maryville softball team and really got recognition regionally and nationally. Talk about her influence on your career.
Yeah, I think that, you know, sometimes it was really hard, because there's a period where, so we're both in school, and then there's also a period where I'm sort of in my most important part, like postseason wrestling, and she's in the very beginning of her season, all at the same time in that kind of February month. So those are kind of difficult, because she's traveling and I'm traveling. We don't really see each other much, but I think that it's just, you know, we're like-minded individuals. So everything from school to our sports to our faith, we're kind of able to help each other out with, and kind of talk each other up and help each other get where we need to be. And I think that it was just it was a positive influence. You know, if you talk about, people say the five people you spend the most time with are who you'll end up being like. And so I think that my roommates, and then especially Alyssa, who I spend the most time with out of anybody, you know, we really just try to bring each other up and bring up our level in our faith and our life. And then sports comes along with it too. So,
all right. So now that your competitive career is over, do you plan on continuing a personal workout regimen, or does becoming a couch potato appeal to you?
Yeah, the couch potato thing does not appeal to me actually at all. I actually ran a marathon about 4 weeks after nationals. So I definitely want to keep working out. And I, coach Jake Fitz, who he wrestled at Missouri Baptist for a little bit, but he's our strength coach at Maryville, really knows his stuff, and he's a great guy. And he, has been writing programs for me for lifting too. So I've stayed on it. And I think, anecdotally, I talked to Joey Williams about this actually, but, it is, I would say, like anti-Christian to let yourself go, because it's against like the, like virtues of self-control, as well as, so it's like some puritanical Christian religions would say that maybe like the body is bad, but the soul is good. So everything, you should always focus on your soul, and your body is like a bad thing. But as Catholics, we believe that we're a body, mind, and soul, and that's all together. And it's all good and created by God. So we should, our body, our mind, and our soul, we should work on all three of those to keep them fit, really. So I think it's important to, for everybody to exercise.
All right, Ned, you know, what a way to kick off your post-competitive career, you know, lifetime fitness kind of goals with a marathon just shortly after the national tournament. So absolutely. So what advice would you give to a high school wrestler out there that may be aspiring to compete at the collegiate level?
Yeah, first off, I would actually say, I think that, I think the biggest piece of advice I would give is that everybody wants to go to a Division I school and wrestle. And there's a lot of little, small Division I schools that people can go to and everything. And I'm not saying that it's bad, and I think that it's good to have dreams and aspirations of, you know, being a D1 All-American or national champ, things like that. But I think that people almost overlook NAIA, D2, things like that, because a lot of times, for instance, the Lindenwood tournament, the Joe Parisi Open tournament that's, you know, in mid-November that we would go to, I think of like Lucas Laverne, who was an NAIA wrestler. He went to D1 college and it didn't work out, but he was still able to go wrestle for Garcia at Baker, and he actually won that tournament and beat a bunch of Mizzou guys. I think he beat an Iowa State guy in the final and an Iowa guy on the way. So I think that, you know, it'd be cool to be part of those big programs like Iowa or Iowa State, but if you want to really have success and sort of flourish and get to compete and do what you want to do, I think that I would say go somewhere where you fit in and where you think that you can have friends on and off the mat, but also thinking about just being able to compete, because sometimes at those, you know, you see guys go to a small D1 college and they'll have like only 6 matches on the year or something like that. And it's like, well, you know, I know you're wrestling D1, but you could wrestle 20 matches and, you know, maybe be close to All-Americaning in D2. So why not do something that you can really compete at? I think that people are a little too focused on the labels and things, whereas, you know, wrestling, for most people, they won't be competing in wrestling their whole life. So I think it would be more important and meaningful to successfully compete at the level that you can successfully compete at, and it'll build your character more and help you out more as a man.
All right, well put there. So before we sign off, is there anyone out there that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Alyssa Cowan's my fiance, who she just finished up her soft golf career at Maryville. All my roommates, the Rat Pack, we call ourselves, but been with me through my whole career. And then obviously Coach Denny, dang buddy, he's been there since you wrestled for him. He's probably been there since I was born, really. But, and then lastly, all you guys, my family, you, my mom, Lisa Kelly, my sister, Ella Kelly, and my brother, Ryan Kelly. Thanks for everything that you guys do for me, and I love you all.
All right, so we've been visiting with 2021 NCAA Division II KWCA Senior Wrestler of the Year, Bailey Kelly from Maryville University. Thanks for taking the time to join in today.
Thank you.
This has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA Podcast, reminding you to put October 8th and 9th on your calendar. That's the date of the 2021 KWCA Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic in Salina. The event promises to be another don't-miss event, with Northern Colorado's Troy Nickerson as the headliner and a wide variety of sessions to attend. That's all for this episode. Until next time, thanks for listening.